What would you do if you found a painting worth millions sitting in an antique shop? A tiger lounging on your neighbor's lawn? Or a stranger living in your house?
And I would cuss, and I would sling a whole bunch of F-bombs.
I'm Will Johnson, and I'll be traveling around the country to uncover some strange stories in some unlikely places, like the side of the Sears Tower in Chicago.
It's kind of a creepy thing to have your life dependent on a single suction cup.
A parking lot in Minnesota.
Suzanne and her husband stopped at an Arby's, looked across the parking lot, and Suzanne saw her gnome.
And the middle of nowhere, New Mexico.
When the phone rang, who was on the other end?
Well, the FBI, an agent from the FBI was at the other end.
What did they say?
They were inquiring about a painting that was found in my aunt's house.
From art heists to daring stunts to bizarre legal loopholes, sometimes the strangest stories can tell us the most about the world around us. The good?
He wanted to be appreciated and loved.
The bad?
I don't know. I mean, how well do you ever really know someone?
The really, really ugly.
There was a cooler full of body parts that was shipped to an airport, and it was just left there on the tarmac, and it was leaking.
And sometimes they really don't tell us anything at all. They're just strange.
If those animals were scared of me, they wouldn't come running to me, would they? When they know I'm on the property, they're all pacing. They want to see Daddy. Why? Because they love their daddy.
We shouldn't punch anybody at a bar or punch anybody on the street, right? I think just because you're flying doesn't mean there are no rules.
This is about a tiger.
True crime with a twist. Strangeville, a new show from Vault Studios, coming soon.